Talk. Yo, 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 what a doobie do in these streets. Welcome back to Kyle Talks, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, please stop. You're making me blush. Please stop it. What's going on, guys? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle and we talk. The show focused on society, business, and culture. I am so appreciative of you guys joining here today. I know some of you guys hit me up. We did miss last week. The way my bank account set up, like, I get it. And here's why, honestly. And I'm going to be super honest with you guys. Here's why we haven't had Phyconomy and Kyle. We haven't had Phyconomy a couple weeks. I'm going to just say it. But here's why we didn't have a Kyle Talks episode. My place of employment was popping off. I'm doing really well there, and I'm really enjoying my time at this place. So last week was a lot of things going on. It was my first full week there, so I really want to focus my time there, and that's why. And so I'm excited to say you guys will see a Phyconomy episode. You will see it, probably literally a couple of days after this comes out, and I'm excited to be talking to you guys again. I missed it last week. When I don't talk to you guys, I get weird. Not the weird where it's funny and cool, but the weird where you're like, I want to leave. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, not that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's it. But this is your first time hearing that intro and hearing those things. Welcome to Kyle Talks. You're very welcome here. Welcome to my beautiful studio in sunny Los Angeles, California, where the White Claw and the LaCroix flow like honey. Now, please take a step in. My butlers, they'll take good care of you. Pamplemousse is my favorite, but hey. To each their own. We've had people on this. If this is your first time here, we've had voice actors who allegedly work for Disney or not. Cancer research, people who've lost 400, 500 pounds, business owners, fitness coaches. I mean, all kinds of people on this podcast. And it's really great. The whole point of the podcast is to connect with people. Connect with people, have a good chat with them and things like that. So, yeah. That's about the point. We're here for community and connecting with each other. Because I genuinely believe, as cheesy as this sounds, the second we stop talking, we're in trouble. I genuinely agree with that, 1,000%. So, if that sounds like something up your alley, please subscribe to the show. Weekly, every Wednesday, once comes out. But you know, I also work. This is not my full time job yet, at least. If I start making $6,000 a month on it, maybe this becomes my part-time job, my full-time job. But I love doing this. I have a passion for creating content. Oh my gosh, words are so hard. Passion for creating a podcast. Enough about that. But thank you. If you're also interested in finance, economy, super boring boomer stuff, I make it not sound like a boomer. I make it sound like it came from a zoomer. So if you should know what's going on with your money, listen to my Phyconomy episodes every Saturday, where I talk about finance, economy, and how it affects you. I think it's a really good idea. I think you should jump into it. So before we jump into today's topic and this episode, I'm going to keep it short because I don't want to talk your ear off and I don't have a guest. What did you guys think of Jack, by the way? Did you guys like Jack? Thank you. He was a good guest. Jack is a good guy. Before we jump into today's show, again, I'm going to keep it brief with you. Today's topic comes from a guest. And before I start any show, we do what we call the boss question. And it's an opportunity for me to talk to my community and for us to have dialogue, because this is not a podcast where it's about building communities and communication if I don't have that option to have a communication with you, the person who listens, my friends, my families, the people I love, on the podcast. So with that in mind, if you want to send me a question about literally anything, just have a dialogue, even if you vehemently disagree with me, I would love for you to listen to that and give me feedback on that. So you can send me a question at kyletalkspodcast@gmail.com and put boss, B-O-S-S, in the subject line, just so I know, you know, because I get, I mean, my assistant, they're flooded with emails. They get a million, I'm just totally being serious, but, you know, it makes it easier to go through, and it's just an opportunity for us to have a conversation, whether we agree or disagree on something. And that's about it, to be honest. So once again, if you want your question read to a couple of hundred, you can always send that question into KyleTalksPodcast@gmail.com and put boss, B-O-S-S, in the subject line. And I would love to read them, to hear from you guys. So with that, let's jump into today's episode. Oh my gosh, why are words so hard for me today? It's Thursday, so I guess it's been a long week. But yeah, here's, let's jump into the episode. Let's jump into the question. I am so sorry, guys. I don't edit these out because I'm not like a, I take care. But anyways, you guys get the raw Kyle, the raw unedited Kyle. And so with that, let's jump into today's boss question, which is coming from, they said, Kyle, please don't say my Gmail. I don't want to get doxxed. No problem, Kyle Talks viewer. Kyle Talks viewer says, hey, Kyle, I really do like the podcast, like the smaller vibe, and it feels a little bit more scrappy. Okay, parenthesis, I mean that in a very good way. What, are you trying to say my show is dirty? My show is grimy? That it's unhinged? That it's not as polished? Because you would be correct. You're actually 1,000% correct in that. Thanks for that. Yeah, because I mean that, parentheses, I mean that in the best way possible. Parentheses. So here's my question. I know you're young. You just graduated. You're married. I myself find myself to be closer to your age, a little younger than you, going through uni. So this guy or person must be in the UK. Who says going to uni if you're not from the UK? Okay, so there's going to uni. And my question is, how do you find out what things are important to you? I know you work, and that's obviously your main source of income, so that's to take a priority. But how do you balance that between having a wife, between having a friendship with your unofficial producer, Rio, having a relationship with work, all those things? How do you figure out what's important, and how do you really decide? I'm kind of stressed out because I graduate in the next 2 years, and then I have a girlfriend who I want to marry one day, and I'm just not entirely sure what life looks like after uni, especially with drabbling. I think you mean, what's that thing where they throw a ball? Juggling. I think you mean juggling, or maybe that's a UK term, I don't understand. Juggling between potential fiance, parentheses, for sure fiance. Dude, that is awesome, by the way, man. That is awesome, by the way. Work life, after uni, getting a place, renting it out. It just kind of overwhelms me. So I'm curious, as someone who's closer to my age, what does that kind of look like for you? And this is a fantastic question. And this question really made me think. I got this question last week, and I want to respond to it last week, but, you know, work. To add to this viewer's point of it being a juggle. And I thought about this. I'm not going to talk your ear off, but I think this is important. You know what the non-negotiables are in your life. So this is for me. I had to kind of teach this to myself because no one in my family has gone to college before. My dad went for like a semester, but no one's gone like to actual college for 4+ years and then eventually graduated. And here's why I say that. I had to figure out what that looked like. I didn't have the privilege of having someone in my family go to college and kind of give me the ropes. Yeah, oh, you just go to class and you do all the things. No, that's from someone who's gone to college for 4+ years and graduated and has their degree. It's not just you go to college. It's not you do that. It's not that you do that. I had to learn, what does it look like getting a schedule, going to school, setting things up. I was an athlete, you know, playing sports, things like that. I was also an RA, you know, managing RA work, managing schoolwork, staying up till 12 to 1 a.m. doing homework, which is a terrible idea. Never put yourself in that position. But I had to learn how to manage all those things because I didn't have, yeah, I've had some people in my, like, a family, like, a, you know, like, aunts and uncles do it, but no one in my immediate, like, in my household go to college and finish things like that. So I had to figure that out for myself. And I think what really helped me with that is I learned, how can I say this? I learned how to figure out what things are important. No one can tell you what's important. I think that's really the point I'm trying to get to you, viewer. No one can tell you what is important. You have to figure out what that is for yourself. and then go through with it and then like check things off the list as it doesn't work. Or what's really, so you have to go in your own heart. I know this is like super sucky because I don't know the answer to give you. And I honestly don't think there is a right answer. But here's the answer I came up with. I was dating my girlfriend, who's now my wife, but then she was my girlfriend and I knew she was important to me. So I always wanted her to be like of top importance to me. I was doing school. I was going to be the first person in my family to get a degree. I had to do that. That was important. I had to make sure I got that degree. So when it came down to it, I loved my girlfriend, but I had to prove to my little brother, my two little brothers, my little sister, who cares about college, that if you put your mind to something, it's going to be rough. I cried during college for a lot of reasons other than homework. There was a lot of things going on. Obviously, because you're away from home. Stuff gets expensive. You do have loans, schoolwork, you're worried about friends, and all that stuff seems so silly now that I'm here, but at the time it's like really important. And I had to figure it out by myself. You can have people give you suggestions, but you can't have anyone tell you the answer. So for me, when I was in school, it had to be school because I knew I wanted to be a business person, a board of director for a publicly traded company. I still want to be that, but if podcaster takes over, I'd like to be a podcaster too. That's totally fine. I'm okay with being a podcaster or working in Business America. I'm okay with either one. I'm truly okay with either one. I enjoy both. But I had to figure out that has to come first. I love my wife. She was my girlfriend. But I'm like, the message I'm trying to send to my family that I'm telling my baby brothers, my little brother and my baby brother and my baby sister, that this is possible. Like, it doesn't have to be college. It can be anything. They watch me, I'm going to get emotional. it may be a bigger deal for me. I'm not going to cry because I'm a man. Men don't cry. What a load of BS. How do I say this? You're really making me think, viewer. I think this is applicable to a lot. Yeah, it may not be as a big deal to my family and siblings, but to me, standing on that stage, my family came down to SoCal and watched me walk across that stage through all the trials and all the hard work, because it is hard work. It definitely is hard. You just don't do 4 years, and it's not like high school. Definitely not like high school. I laugh when I hear people say college is like high school. No, it's not. And people usually say that didn't go to college. So there's that. But gosh dang it. Like, it was so important to me. I want it to be a good example for my family. And I don't mean that in some self-righteous, I want a big head, because it can definitely come off like that. But I really mean it like, I want to be proof that my siblings can do whatever they want. Doesn't have to be college. It can be whatever. So that translated to now I'm married. I pay my own rent. I pay Wi-Fi, utilities. I have to work to pay for those things. The podcast, you know, doesn't pay for those things. So how do you manage that? Well, like how I just said, I have a wife and she takes priority. So how do I best provide for her? It's through the job I have right now, which I'm grateful I have. I love it. It's a fantastic, fantastic job. And I really do appreciate it. How do I provide for my wife and make sure that she's taken care of and that we have food on the table? Well, that comes with working the job that I have right now. And I love it. I know a lot of people get weird about like, oh, I work at this job. I hate it. There's a lot of people like that. I worked at Target. And you know what I mean? I worked at jobs that I've hated, Firehouse Subs. Terrible, terrible franchise. Terrible business model, in my opinion. We can get in that later. But Firehouse Subs, I'll make this easy for you. Never send me sponsor material, because I never will. I've worked for you and I hated it. So there's that. Yeah, we could do an episode on the worst jobs I've had. Firehouse Subs would be top on that list. What was I going with this? So my priority is my wife. How do I best provide for her? Well, like I said, the job I have now pays for our place. It plays for our, we're about to move. It's going to pay for us moving. It's going to pay for my health insurance, all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. It pays for, sorry, let me take a water here. That's some of that beautiful LaCroix. It pays for everything we do. And I pay for that. And by paying for that, I take care of my wife. So my job has to come first, because not only do I enjoy it, I genuinely enjoy my job, but I also, it takes care of the people closest to me, which is my wife. And it makes sure that she's provided for. And the podcast for right now, and I've talked about it, is a hobby. I don't make money. In fact, I lose $12 a month making the podcast. I lose $12 a month making the podcast. I know I have a lot of people listening to me that are in my age that, you know, can't subscribe. I know I've had some people reach out like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't subscribe to your Patreon. Bro, I promise you it's not that deep. I mean, if you do, great. But it's like, I'll be okay, you know, kind of thing. So it's like, this is a hobby for me. And I don't mind spending $12 a month on a hobby. And this is something I genuinely enjoy. And so, you know, as the podcast makes more money, if I start making $6,000-$7,000 a month, hey, maybe it's time to, you know, maybe podcasting be my full time, then it's important. But in the message of that, you can think that money, a lot of money makes it more important. No, it does not. Because your family, you can spend no money with people that you love, whether that's your family, friends, or whoever it is, with people that you love, and you don't need any money. You may want to you might even want to spend money on them. It might even cost you money, but you love it and you like doing it because you love them. So who the heck cares? And I think that's the point. Don't get confused like, hey, this has to be important because it has a lot of money. That can be the truth sometimes, but it shouldn't be the truth all the time. I'm going to say that again. It can be the truth sometimes, but it shouldn't be the truth all the time. So I really, to answer your question, I think it comes down to this. What does that look like for you? What's important to you? Who are the important people in your life? You're telling me that you have this beautiful girlfriend, that you love her, and that you want to make her fiance and your wife. Fantastic. Be prepared to take care of her. And it goes the other way too, women. Women, I that came off super weird. I didn't mean it like that, but either way. Woman, that was the hard N. Woman, I didn't mean it like that. Sorry. It goes both ways. You know, men take care of your wives. Spouses take care of your spouses. Let's just leave it at that. So spouses, get ready to take care of spouses too. Regardless if you're a man, woman, or one of my non-binary friends, that's just what it is, right? Yeah, I would say that you have to find out what's important to you. What did you say that made me think you're from the UK? Bragin, uni, you said also uni. I think you're from the UK, or maybe you're trying to throw me off your scent and be super mysterious. This individual's email tells me nothing if they're from the UK or not either. So, you know, I'm going to take my guess and say you're from the UK. Thank you for listening from the UK, by the way. I'm going to boil everything out down said to this. Money's always, a large sum of money is not always the most important. You will have some people who try to tell you differently. Money is never the most important thing in your life. I promise you it's not. Your priorities need to be something that you think of in your own head. I know for a fact with that fiance you're going to be getting, if she says yes, and it sounds like she will, she's going to become your number one priority, taking care of her, because you want to provide for her as a man. As a man, I want to provide for my wife and make sure she's taken care of. She'll easily become your number one priority. And what does that mean? Making sure she has shelter, food, health insurance, all these things that she's taken care of, gas, coffee randomly in the mornings, you know, things like that. And that's how then it becomes easy. Well, XYZ, whether you're slinging or you're podcasting or making money, if you're slinging, let me strongly encourage you to change your ways. But all the white people in the audience, what does that mean? So I'm sorry. I am being so... Yeah. So, oh my gosh, I can't wait for Rio to listen to this one. But that person, I guarantee you she's going to become your priority. And whatever job you do that provides to take that provides for your opportunity, will probably end up being number one on your list, as is my job, which I am grateful I enjoy. So I can't answer that question for you, but it usually comes down to the people you care about and taking care of them. That's what it usually comes down. And you have to figure out what that is by yourself. You have to figure out what that is by yourself. You can't do it. So, yeah, thank you for sending your question. That's the episode today, folks. I want to keep it easy. I know we just had a banger with Jack, and you guys are running that one up. Again, one of the highest downloads we've had this year is Jack's. So thank you guys for that. Thank you guys so much for the way you're interacting with the podcast. Share the podcast. If you want your question answered, send it in to KyleTalksPodcast@gmail.com and then put boss, B-O-S-S, in the subject line. You guys are amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening to me, for fueling my hobby. I love doing the podcast. And if you want to support me, my Patreon links are down in the show notes. Please, I'm going to ask you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, where I post updates and videos of me working out terribly, and where I post updates about the episodes, new episodes coming. And if you've made it to this far, I actually have a question for you. If you've made it this far, text me important. Text me, DM me important. And then I have a question for you. What kind of person would you like to see on the show? Cancer survivor, people who've been to prison, drug dealers. Who would you like to see on the show? I mean that. So it's very windy outside. I mean that so seriously. I want to start incorporating like more individuals and more personalities onto the show. So let me know who would you love to have me have a conversation with. Who do you want Kyle to talk with? Maybe that should be a segment. Who do you want Kyle to talk with? I like that. But anyways, follow my social media show notes. They're in the show notes down below on Twitter, Instagram. Share this episode. Review this episode. Leave 5 stars. Subscribe. And if you want to support the show, my Patreon link is down in the show note below. You guys are blessed. One man paid for you. So that makes you very valuable. And don't you ever forget that. And I'll see you guys next time in a couple of days on Fightonomy. Peace.